Our pregame coverage continues from Salem. I'm now pleased to be joined by manager Colin Woody in his second season. And Colin, hard to believe it is your second season. That first year kind of flew by. But just now that we're to opening day, how does it feel to finally get to this point once again?
It's exciting. It's always a very fun time of year. Obviously, big leagues in spring training get to beat us to the punch, but it's a lot of fun seeing those games kick off and see sort of the first week of real live baseball action going, and kind of makes you itch even more as spring training winds down. And now that we're here, you know, to opening day, the whole clubhouse is just super pumped. We've got a really fun group and really excited to see, you know, what happens as soon as those lights turn on.
I'll talk about this group a little bit here. As you kind of get your first impressions of them, you've seen them in spring, you've seen them work out here a little bit before opening day. What's your overall takeaways maybe from what you're seeing or what you're expecting from this team right away?
I think it's going to be a ball club that plays the game really hard, executes things, the little things. It's going to be, I think, a very fun group to come out and watch on a daily basis. They have been really fun to watch sort of play together this spring. Everybody that's had their eyes on them has talked about how exciting of a group this is. So I'm just genuinely very excited to see them go.
Looking specifically at the position players, a year ago you had a lot of talented players, but not a whole lot of single-A experience at that time, and there were some growing pains because of that. This group feels a little bit different, a little bit older of a group. Some of these guys have gotten a month of experience at this level, or they've had a week, but it just seems like a lot of these guys have at least gotten a flavor of this level before, which seems like it's a little bit more of a benefit this time around.
Definitely. It definitely seems like we have a little bit more experience with this group as we start the season. Most of our position players at least finished the year at this level last season. So it's good, even if it was just for a week, they at least got a taste of what it's going to kind of look like, which kind of helps them as they go through their spring training process, prepare for the season. So, yeah, I think we should kind of hit the ground running here in a lot of ways. I think that I'm hopeful that we get off to a hotter start than we did last year.
Even baseball aside, from the experience level, obviously it's one thing to see pitching and whatnot at this level, but to just experience what it's like to be a affiliated ball player, you know, showing up in the afternoon, getting ready for a game at night compared to in the daytime in the FCL, there's a pretty stark difference between those two levels specifically that players get used to.
Absolutely. And as spring training winded down for us a little bit, we tried to sort of acclimate them to that schedule. We had a couple of night workouts down in Florida before we left, and we finished up a night workout here in Salem before opening day, just trying to get these guys' biological clocks sort of reset to where they're able to sort of be at their highest function at, you know, 9, 10 o'clock when that game's winding down and those pitches really matter.
Now, looking at the pitching side of things, pretty similar build, it seems like, compared to last year. You had a really good pitching staff. It feels like you kind of got the same make of it. A lot of college guys with some experience. Some were drafted, some were not. But it feels like there's a lot of experience and talent on that side of the ball that we may see like we saw last year.
Yeah, I'm really excited about our pitching again. The pitching department is really excited about them. Have talked them up a lot. I haven't seen these guys throw a whole lot outside of spring training. Most of them, other than a couple of names, were here last year. Or most of them, other than a couple of names, were not here last year. But the pitching department is very, very excited about the crop that is here in our bullpen and our starting rotation. And from the bits that I got to see of those guys throw this spring, it was pretty electric. I think that we're going to have a lot of fun with our pitchers this year for sure.
I do want to ask about you. This is your second year, as I mentioned at the top. What did you maybe take away from your first year as a manager? I mean, you've been the coach for a while in this organization, but year one to year two as a manager, were there any takeaways or any learning lessons maybe you picked up last year you bring into this season?
Yeah, definitely. For me, I'm always looking for ways to grow and to get better. And I think in a lot of ways, on my end, there were things that could have been tightened up last year, just different ways that we could execute things better, different ways that, we could plan things better, better ways that we can communicate things. Just we had a lot of success in certain aspects of the game that the organization was wanting us to push last year, and I'm happy with that. But there are so many things that I think we can improve upon, and I'm really excited about the opportunity to be back here in Delmarva so that we can sort of go back out and do things even better this year.
visiting manager Colin Woody. Before I let you go, Chase Alsup makes his pro debut tonight. He'll get the start. And then Yeber Cartai, who had a strong finish with the Shorebirds last season, he's expected to follow him at some point. But what are you looking for from those two guys to get the season started here tonight?
Yeah, I'm just honestly looking for them to go out there and be themselves, kind of show off who they are. Like I said, the pitching department is really excited about those arms. The little bit that I've been able to see of those arms, they've looked really, really exciting. And I know there can be a lot of nerves and a lot of pressure with being, you know, the people with the ball on opening day. But if those guys just go out there and do their thing and be themselves, I think that it's going to be a really good night for the Shorebirds.
Colin, we appreciate the time. Best of luck tonight and throughout the year.
Awesome. Thanks, Mitch.
Manager Colin Woody, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.